Hey, neighborhood. Your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right. And now there's even more ways to take part in the community. Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
And now,
this is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the New Age Insiders.
This is the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show.
Hey, this is Cody Rhodes, the Prince of Pro Wrestling, and you are listening to New Age Insiders.
With your host, Jason Maltov.
We watch wrestling to enjoy. If you're not enjoying it, why are you watching?
Liam Stryker.
If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. Storytelling, storytelling, storytelling.
And Bill Neville.
Unpredictability is the answer. When wrestling's unpredictable, it's at its best.
This is Warbeard Hansen.
This is Johnny Mundo.
This is Donovan Dijak.
Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund.
This is Zack Ryder.
Hi, this is Howard Finkel.
I'm Bill Goldberg, and the New Age Insiders are next.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
And I'll write your name. Oh, very fun, Bill Neville. Very, very fun, Bill Neville.
That's silly.
That is silly.
What a song.
So stupid.
What a silly song.
It. I love it.
You love Taylor Swift so much.
That was the one I could think of with blank spaces.
Yeah, well, nothing, at least
he's fitting for the show tonight.
Also, at least his favorite artist is alive.
What? Okay. Like right away, there was
bang, bang.
That wasn't even now.
Yeah, yeah.
Coming
shots
out the gates.
Fired.
That coming out the gates. Hot.
Wasn't even sequitous.
Hot. Merry Christmas.
I go, wow. Bill really likes Taylor Swift. And you go, yeah. Kurt Cobain died, though, am I right? Yeah, your favorite musician. You never got to see him. Hilarious.
It
says
is.
Colin and other and a variety of terrible people.
Yeah. It was worth it.
Thank you for joining us. It's the last one of the year. That's it. If the world ends in 2019
on midnight,
this is our last complete season.
we did it, everybody.
We tried our best.
We did it.
Yeah, we're really excited. I hope everybody had a great Christmas out there. And is it still Hanukkah? Is Hanukkah
no?
Hanukkah's
been way over.
I don't know.
But it is the first night of Kwanzaa.
Yes, Adam Sandler made it seem like Hanukkah lasted like a month and a half. I have no idea.
It's 8 crazy nights.
Yeah, but when does it start?
It's different all the time.
Who could know? Isn't it like something?
Chip.
Aren't Easter and Hanukkah somehow connected to each other? Like it's like they're both connected, like the solstice. Like they're not on a set date because it has to be certain things.
Yes, there is.
Easter's not a set date.
Yeah, there is a certain there's 40 days in Lent.
Yeah.
And so that whenever that starts, that's when Easter is at the end of.
Right.
Right. And so the start of Lent is on like the Christian clock. And so that's why it changes.
Yeah.
And then it's the same thing with the Jewish calendar.
It's also a great NXT name up for grabs. Christian clock.
Christian clock.
Right. Time's up. It's Christian clock.
Oh man.
Now I want that.
Yeah.
Now I want that. Now I want somebody give me royalties when you become a megastar.
Because you're Christian clock.
Christian clock and time's up. And you and Sasha Banks can be a tag team and you can be called Punching Out. Because she's the boss.
Yeah, right, right.
And you got time and a time. It's a time clock joke.
Better than boss and hug connection.
Could have been, it could have been worse. They could have been the boss and hug connection, a reference to an 18-year-old skit. That doesn't sound like boss or hug.
Yeah.
Like rock and sock rhymes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's sort of clever.
Yeah.
Hug and boss is like an homage to that without any of the effort or even the rhyme scheme.
Yeah, I know. It's brutal.
You know what I mean? Like it's not,
it's bad.
That's why the ruthless combination of Christian Clock and Sasha Banks as the tag team of Punching Out are going to be the ones that really steal the show. Your first ever intergender tag team champions.
Sounds like a boxing show on MTV.
punching out.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can be. They can be the stars of whatever they want. They are versatile. If you haven't yet, make sure you go to newageinsiders.com/awards. That is where you can find everything that we've got, all the awards that are up there, the year-end, annual NAI year-end things like Match of the Year, Superstar of the Year, all the things you become accustomed to. We definitely want to hear what you guys think. It's super easy to vote on mobile as well. There's a big banner that says, click here if you're using a phone, and it's super easy. It's embedded right into the website. You're not going to get bounced all over the place. Super easy. And here's a little cheat for you that you shouldn't, you're not supposed to do, but you can. If you, because you're only supposed to vote once, but if you use your desktop and then use your phone, it lets you vote twice. So if you really, really want to cast your vote for Superstar of the Millennium, Christian Klock, make sure that you go and you can vote twice.
Yeah, you can also watch this show live on New Age Insiders on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. We already have a new Twitch Prime subscriber.
Woo!
Shout out to Dylan.
Yeah, Dylan.
Oh, that was, we have two then.
Oh, we have two. I saw the Starfall.
Yeah,
oh,
we just had another one.
That's fun.
Something happens
Insidious
when you do it.
Insidious Pie.
Yes.
Has just subscribed.
Pie.
Thank you.
Via Twitch Prime.
Sounds like a dessert in Star Wars.
So you can subscribe via Twitch Prime too.
It does sound like a dessert in Star Wars.
Slice of Insidious Pie.
That's great. Yeah. But you too can go to twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV, join Dylan and the insidious pie that followed him over to the New Age Insiders. And again, as we said before, if you got Amazon Prime as a Christmas gift, if you can go to twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV right now. You have something called Twitch Prime, which is subscribing for free. So you can click that button, fill in your info, and you subscribe to the New Age Insiders.
And
Jeff Bezos makes $250 million a day,
and
we don't.
We will count that as a Patreon subscription.
You got it, dude. We will. And we can't control what runs through the Patreon, but we can email you the shows and let you know all the other fun stuff that doesn't go right through the Patreon itself.
Yep.
That's how that would work.
Yes.
And yeah, just let us know. Shoot me a DM and just be like, yo,
I'm a Twitch Prime subscriber.
I have a Twitch.
Yeah.
and then we'll put you on a list. But that'd be great. Twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. That is the future. We're going to be talking about a little bit later on in the show what we've got coming up in the new year and the new plans and all the fun new stuff that we got going on. And a huge, gigantic part of it, as in most of the stuff will be exclusive to this platform, is twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. We'll tell you right away that Mixler's not going away. Of course, like iTunes isn't going away. There is no way that we're going to put up some sort of like everything we have has some sort of a paywall to it. But the exclusive content that's going to be coming. And oh, by the way, just so you know, you can watch Twitch for free. You can watch us on Twitch for free right now. The subscription is A, supports us so we can keep this thing going and growing. And B is you can watch a commercial free. So it's like the old school idea of what Hulu Plus used to be, which was like you don't have to watch commercials, and that's the added bonus of it. And again, Jeff Bezos makes $250 million a day, and we don't. If you have Amazon Prime, just do it.
I also would love to get this entire thing funded via Twitch Prime subscriptions so that we can also just say that this show is brought to you by Amazon.
How fun would that be? Right. Oh, we'll do that too.
Deal.
Goals 2019 around the corner, but we do appreciate everybody out there listening live. We're going to have some fun tonight. And we figured that there's not like one huge, gigantic topic. The most newsworthy thing broke a week ago, which is Rusev is the United States champion, thus completing Shinsuke Nakamura's ultimate year of wackiness. Just really putting a bow on the goddamn strangest year.
What
I've
if he
ever
goes
seen.
Back to back?
It feels
Royal
like
Rumble winners.
It feels like it's like, man, Nakamura had a bad year. It's like, well, he did win the Royal Rumble and a title and wrestle AJ Styles and he got to box AJ Styles nuts like 11 times. It's like, oh yeah. But what a weird year for Shinsuke Nakamura.
Right.
But you can still vote for him on newageinsiders.com/awards, whatever you want. But if you're new to the show, if you're just clicking or if you're checking out on Twitch and you're like, hey, somebody awesome hosted us or whatever, however you got here, it doesn't matter because my name wouldn't change in the first place. It's Jason Maltop.
Liam Stryker.
And Bill Neville.
We're the New Age Insiders. You can find us on Twitch, including during these programs. That's why we're live every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock on NewAgeInsiders.com and twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. You can find us at New Age Insiders, at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI. The website is NewAgeInsiders.com. You go on and hit /awards to cast your vote today. Find out everything we've doing, our big, gigantic plans, and amazing things for the 2019 season, which we cannot wait for, and hopefully so can you, because 2018 can get the fuck out of here. And you can find everything on NewAgeInsiders.com. And altogether, we are the premier better place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard. We're also super excited that some of these fill-in-the-blank questions won't be wrestling-related, because as we've talked about now for the last couple weeks or so, is that we are kind of stretching the horizons. We're not abandoning Mixlr, and we're not abandoning wrestling, but we're going to be focusing on Twitch, and we're going to be incorporating all sorts of other fun stuff.
Here's the thing. When we get shit-faced and play Crash Bandicoot at 2 o'clock in the morning, yeah, we'll release that as a podcast. You're gonna want to watch it.
I was gonna tell you before we didn't have enough time before we got on the air. We're gonna do drunk wrestling, and I figured out the I figured out the answer to the problem of like, how are we gonna actually reenact this thing? I have an answer. It's gonna be great.
I can't wait.
It's gonna be terrific. The content coming to twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV is gonna be awesome, because that platform is booming, and we just have a lot of ideas that we don't see reflected over there right now. And we're gonna bring them to you, and you're gonna help, because you're amazingly awesome people. And of course, oh, by the way, before we jump in, and I do promise, last plug, patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders is where you can find all the fun exclusive shows. We're gonna be taking all these fill-in-the-blank questions, adding some more, and bringing them over. It's also live right after this show. So the Patreon edition just expands from here. So as soon as this show goes off the air, if you're listening live, you over at patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders, and we just keep having fun together. 5 shows a month, including Be Heard. Also, it's a fun stuff. patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders, and that means a ton to us. So we have plugged plenty, and before everybody rolls their eyes at me one last time, let's go ahead and break into these questions. We want Bill to ask them. Is that what we want to do?
Yeah, sure.
Bill is he's great at that. So
let's do that. All right. So the first fill in the blank is, blank is the current NXT star with the brightest main roster future.
So I'm going, just because I think that there's an obvious answer, and one of us is going to say it, so I'll say somebody that isn't the obvious answer.
Ooh, okay.
And I think that that's Ricochet.
Okay. See, I would tell you that is the obvious answer.
Oh, see, okay, so then it's one of two people.
Okay.
And Ricochet is fantastic.
Yep.
That man is they let him go and be Ricochet in NXT,
yep,
and all they need to do is not meddle with it.
Don't we say that every single time?
Right, and some of the people they meddle with and some of the people they don't, right? They didn't meddle with Kevin Owens in the beginning, and that guy turned into a megastar,
yeah,
right?
Right.
And then...
What does he weigh?
Yeah.
What does he weigh? What does Ricochet weigh?
So...
That matters.
Right. It does matter, but I also think that you look at Mustafa Ali,
yep,
and the Lucha House Party, 205 Live is getting phased out as an exclusive.
Yeah, I agree with
right?
that, definitely.
And so between that being a positive sign for the lighter athletes and the fact that the McMahons have made a decisive change, at least as of last Monday or 2 Mondays ago, that we're going to give you what you want. Well, everybody likes Ricochet, and they like Ricochet the way he is. So if we just bring him here and do the stuff, because look at what happens when they turn, they just like flip the switch, and they started trying. And the past 2 weeks of programming has been good.
At least more compelling. Yeah, with Ricochet, what I think comes with Ricochet is like, he has everything that we're both looking for. Like, Vince McMahon's like, is he handsome?
Yes.
And he's like, sure. He has 17 abdominal muscles, so that'll look great on a poster. And over here with the wrestling fans, it's just like, yeah, this guy is an actual reason to stop and watch. The way that I would compare Ricochet is like, if you're a baseball fan, right? There's a guy in the lineup that it's just like, baseball is one of those sports that 9 times out of 10, especially not in the play, if it's not a playoff game, it can just sort of be on in the background, right?
Right.
But there are also times when there's a certain batter that it's not background noise. It's I'm watching this at bat.
Right.
The Red Sox used to have Manny Ramirez, used to have David Ortiz, that kind of idea,
yes,
right? Mark McGwire,
Barry Bonds,
Sammy Sosa, stop and watch because this guy's probably going to hit a home run kind of stuff. And Ricochet, in a program that I really do think needs a quote-unquote excuse, a quote-unquote reason to watch this show.
Yeah.
He can be one of those things. And I'll say it because it's me. Haha. Wrap up the year, right? Give WCW credit. For 5 minutes every Nitro, Goldberg was a reason to stop and watch.
Yeah.
And
right,
if for 10 minutes a night, Ricochet is going to jump off the moon, that's a reason to watch. My short term, I have kind of cheated. I have sort of two. The person that right now is like doing stuff down there that to me has the highest guarantee of success is Shayna Baszler, because Shayna Baszler is going to do big stuff right away and her window's short. I was blown away. She is, without exaggeration, 10 years older than I thought she
was.
A couple months ago, she turned 38, and I would have guessed she turned 28, like literally,
yeah, right,
right around there. So her window and Ronda Rousey's are gonna their candles are gonna burn bright and fast in this company. And so who's down there right now doing stuff that's gonna have the, like the immediate boom? It's Baszler to me by a mile. Yeah. The second guy to me might be who you thought was the obvious one, but I would just be surprised unless he's too short, which is stupidly on the table.
Yeah.
Adam Cole feels like a can't-miss prospect to me.
Yeah.
So over with that crowd. He needed zero introduction for 15,000 people to do his thing with them right away. He's good-looking, pal. He's athletic. He's young enough. I think he's only like 27 years old. And so all the things are working in his favor. Yeah. Right side of 30, already popular enough, already a big deal.
Yeah, the important thing that he has that Finn Balor didn't coming to the main roster is a catchphrase. Right.
Yeah.
So
Adam Cole, baby.
Yep. And that's important,
yep.
especially in this company, because I'm going to get like the yes chant became undeniable. Right.
Sure. Right.
The Stone Cold. What like there? And I mean, it's Stone Cold. So whatever.
Yep.
But The Rock, all of the catchphrases, that's. You know, he comes with one, and that's going to separate him, too.
And shout out to two people that I think, you know, should be very high on their top prospect list are Dominik Dijakovic.
Oh, Dijakovic.
And also I think that Matt Riddle is genuinely captivating.
Yeah.
People like that guy. He's got Rob Van Dam written all over him. Extraordinarily likable. And then, wow, you're actually a good wrestler, which I didn't even need you to be. So they got a lot of talent down there.
All right, the next round of fill in the blanks takes to this phrase. It's the biggest key. I'm sorry. Blank is the current NXT star with the brightest main roster future. We just did that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's number one.
The biggest key to a better Raw in 2019 is blank.
You can go first. The key to a better Raw in 2019 is incorporating the Universal Championship onto your show in a real and genuine way. If the Universal Championship is going to mean anything, which I do still think it does, but primarily they've tricked me into thinking it's a big deal because it looks like the real belt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's
yeah,
just
right.
red, so it's like almost like a mind game. But
the Mandela effect?
It really is, right? But the biggest thing I can do is we go over the list of Universal Champions in history. It's Finn Balor for about 23 hours. It's Kevin Owens, who is your only actual real legitimate Universal Champion so far, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Then it's Bill Goldberg, who I had a great time, right? But he was the champion for like 6 weeks, and it was a total novelty, right? It's defended it successfully zero times. Defended it all once. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Then we go to Brock Lesnar. I love Brock Lesnar. I think that it was a successful effort round one that ended and went to Roman Reigns. The reason I don't think Roman Reigns was a hugely successful part of it is not his fault. It's because he was so wrapped up in the Shield, and the Shield were doing group activities.
Yes.
It was difficult to feel like any particularly one of them was the champion.
Well, the worst part about that was they should have freebirded the championship.
Sure. Or
you know?
It was just difficult for me to feel like any one
stood out.
One of them was a champion because they felt like the champion, which is fine, but again, this belt is looking for an identity. Now it's back on Brock, who is completely MIA. Of course he is, all over again. And so, yeah, just like, look, I don't care if it's Drew McIntyre, Finn Balor, Braun Strowman, Bray Wyatt, Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins.
Doesn't matter.
Bring somebody over, sign somebody, call somebody up. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's John Cena. It's right. just, it's time for the Universal title to be the championship of Monday Night Raw, something it hasn't been since Kevin Owens,
right.
who dropped that belt in very late 2016.
Yep.
You know what I mean? We're going on 2 years of that belt being a casual gimmick and glancing on the show.
Yeah. My biggest key to a better Raw in 2019 is stick to this new hands-on authority. They're not good guys. They're not bad guys, but just an emphasis that you're always there and trying to do the right thing. I don't need kayfabe bad guy boss Vince McMahon.
Sure.
It's not what I'm asking for. But what I am asking for is exactly what I got. Vince McMahon is in a dumb, well, it was on SmackDown, but in a dumb skit on Christmas where he was playing Santa Claus, and that's the type of stuff that I need, where it's like, you're the part of this show, and I need you to be part of
this
show.
Right, and so here's the thing about it, because I couldn't agree with you more, and here's the thing that I think fans need to kind of hear and realize, and we all need to process this together, is listen to me. Like, listen, okay? Vince McMahon is going to be the executive producer of this television show until the day he dies, which might happen at 11:01 after Raw goes off the air.
Yeah, right.
Okay?
Right.
1 week.
Yeah, right.
You are not, like, stop asking for it. I would love to be the King of England, right? It will never, ever, no matter how much I make a wish and dream and Kevin Garnett scream into the air that anything is possible, I will never be the fourth King of Windsor, you know what I mean, or whatever okay, the hell yeah. my title would be, right? So it's impossible. So stop asking for Vince McMahon to retire, right?
Yeah,
you can be awful and wish for him to die, but you cannot ask him to retire. Stop it. It will not happen.
No.
And so this is one of those, you got it, pal. Be careful what you wished for. You know what I mean? Where... You said that you needed them to try harder. We all did.
Right.
Well, try harder does mean more McMahon.
Yes,
you
it does.
You know what I mean? It doesn't it does. Mean less. It means more. And not just on screen, but just in general. Like, you're going to see Vince McMahon go, okay, you need max effort McMahon on this or whatever, whatever. You're going to get it, and that's for better or worse. And right now, I do definitely agree with you. It's for the better. Him just walking around being like, AJ, you're sort of a pussy, man.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? Like, it's great. Like, that, I love that guy because what I feel like is that it's the dude we see in Gorilla on the behind the scenes specials.
Yes.
That's like, not the character. He's just
I need Vince. I don't need Mr. McMahon.
He just goes, AJ, you walk around this place and say you own it, but you're pretty boring now. What's up with that?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, great. We're talking about it.
Yeah,
you
right.
know, you know what I mean?
Right.
And it has instant credibility because
he says The past 2 weeks on both shows have been very, very refreshing.
Yep.
All right, the third one here is SmackDown Live can't afford to lose blank in a shakeup.
SmackDown Live can't afford to lose Charlotte in the shakeup.
Ooh, why is that?
Because Charlotte is the constant in that women's division, and while Becky Lynch has become the WWE champion, and she is doing fantastic things, she does need somebody that is as good as her.
Okay.
And Charlotte can fit anywhere in that roster because she is actually the best performer in that women's division. So if that void was to just go away and all we have is Becky versus Asuka, that's only going to be so compelling for so long before we don't have anything for Becky to do.
That is a great point because it seems like the easy answer is Becky Lynch, right? Because you think if you lose Becky Lynch, you lose, what were we talking about? One of those legitimate reasons to watch the show,
right?
Right. But you're right, but to your point, if she has no one to fight, it will sizzle out eventually.
Right.
Because if she's just going around insulting Carmella,
who cares?
Who cares? Exactly. She needs top shelf competition to feel like a big deal.
But the flip side is that Charlotte can go fight Carmella and make that interesting because Charlotte in and of herself is important enough to watch.
Okay. From the men's side of things, my answer is not AJ Styles like you might think it is, where it's like, wow, you know, this is the dude that's like widely considered one of the best wrestlers in the world. He's super popular, selling the shirts. I still think from the men's side of things, the person they can afford to lose the least right now would be Daniel Bryan, because this is fascinating. We have been begging and slamming our fists for characters, right? Well, Daniel Bryan is one. He is a vegan that has lost his mind. He has lived in the woods. He has gone crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is an actual guy that makes you want to watch. He's compelling, and he's also a fantastic wrestler that can work with anybody too. So it's not, to me, it's not AJ Styles. It's not Shinsuke Nakamura. It's not Rusev. They couldn't afford to lose Daniel Bryan right now.
Yeah.
Because right now he is sincerely like a reason to watch.
Yeah. All right. The next one is WWE's most underrated performer is blank.
I want to kind of give you the smarky answer that got played up a week or so ago and tell you that it's Tyler Breeze. But to be quite honest with you, I haven't seen Tyler Breeze work enough recently to know if that's still the answer. I'm sure it is. I'm sure he can still wrestle well and all that stuff. But like, this is the problem with out of sight, out of mind, is that it's just sort of, you know, I'm going to tell you that the most underrated performer is Heath Slater. Because Heath Slater is somebody that any pond you put him in, he swims.
Yep.
And this might sound stupid because you're like, the question is not best performer. It's underrated.
Yeah.
And Heath Slater, you put him in Nexus, right? And he goes like, I'm a badass with badasses. And you're like, I can believe that.
Yes.
Because it's a first impression, right?
Yep.
You put him with 3MB and he's like, this reeks to me of one of those things where it's like, this is the only opportunity I have in the company, and God damn it, I'm going to run 10 miles with this ball.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And so he was the best one out of the three of them, not wrestling-wise, but you're talking about if you have to endure a
3MB. The other two got fired.
Right. If you have to endure a 3MB segment, he was the best part. When he worked with Rhino, they won the tag titles because they were so funny together. You know what I mean? When they needed somebody to be a referee and get jerked around by Baron Corbin.
And you feel bad about it.
He was a perfect fit for that role. You care about him way more than you should for a guy that doesn't win a thing anymore and really only did once with that whole Rhino thing. And, yeah, underrated performers.
Yeah.
The answer to me is Heath Slater.
See, I took a very similar boat because I, for the life of me, wanted to say Tyler Breeze. I thought that he was groomed to be successful and was a victim of Kenta Devitt Steen in NXT.
Sure.
And I don't know what to do with you on the main roster, right?
Yep.
But the answer I will go with is Bo Dallas.
Yeah, it's not a bad answer.
Because
somewhere DC Matthews is smiling big.
Because for a lot of the same reasons, Bo Dallas has been so good in every character that they have asked him to play.
Yeah.
That guy puts in max effort in every character. His work as the NXT champion is amazing.
Yep.
It's one of the best heel champions they've ever had.
Yeah.
He is phenomenal. And then
he set the tone for that show being like something that you heard about that you like had to watch. How are you not watching it?
Right.
Like, early NXT had a very, very strong ECW vibe to it.
Right.
Where it's like, there's this thing.
It's on Hulu.
And if you're not watching it, you're missing out, man. You know what I mean? It might not be the super easiest thing to find, but you gotta.
Right.
And he was one of the reasons he had the most punchable face in the world.
Yep.
And you just wanted to watch him lose. Well, you don't want to watch somebody lose like that since like The Rock or Roddy Piper.
Right. And it was right. That is exactly it. Watching him hard luck win, you know what I mean, by comical errors is great. Then he gets to the main roster and he's just trying to be a motivational speaker and he has the win streak. And that was great. And then being the roadie for The Miz was awesome.
Yeah.
And now with the B team, he's fun to watch.
It's just the same thing to me as Heath Slater,
yeah,
where it's just like, I don't seem to be getting the opportunities I'd like, but I'm going to take the ones I get and I'm going to do a lot with them. You know what I mean? Like how
I'm going to crush this.
Once upon a time, Cody Rhodes was like, I don't want to be Stardust. And like, well, you have to. And he went, all right, then I'm going to be the best weird alien I can be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, and Justin just became a Patreon, and we need to send him a link, and we'll do that, Justin.
Yes, yeah. And shout out to Colin, who just subscribed on Twitch Prime.
Yay! Colin finally did something right.
All right, the next one is WWE is still the best at blank.
I'm going to go with showmanship.
Yeah.
Just because you watch New Japan and you watch Ring of Honor, and they put on superior pro wrestling matches. That's with the only thing rivaling them is NXT, which is kind of different. But the pageantry in which WWE has their pay-per-views, you know,
WrestleMania is
WrestleMania
an unbelievable live show.
Like, I love Wrestle Kingdom, and it's one of my favorite events of the year, but it doesn't even come close.
Not at all.
Like, watching Triple H get a motorcade escort down that huge
mile. Out with several Terminators.
Yeah.
I mean, you can make a whole list of just him and the Undertaker's entrances that
right.
are great. You know, this year we were blown away because we're AV nerds, and it was just like, that whole mask is an LED screen.
Right.
And it changes for everyone. And it looks good for everyone. How? You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just
the lightning inside.
Having a roller coaster on your goddamn stage. Who does that? You know what I mean? WWE is still the best at, and this is going to be a surprising answer, but hear me out. WWE is still the best at creating stars. Because here's why, right? And you're going to say, you're crazy, man. There's no stars. Bah, you keep telling me there's no stars. Well, here's what I'm telling you, right? With exceptions here and there, I'm sure, especially on a smaller local marketing level, there are exceptions here and there. However, right, when ESPN College Game Day wants somebody, they want former Georgia Bulldog, or what is he, a Georgia Bulldog?
Georgia Tech. Yellow Jacket.
Was that what he was? Former Georgia Tech Rambling Wreck or Yellow Jacket, whichever one they are.
Yellow Jacket.
The Yellow Jacket, they wanted Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
When there are movies to be made, we are tapping on The Rock, Dave Bautista, and John Cena.
Yeah.
Right? When there's appearances on like the Today Show to
we
be
need
had.
The Miz.
We're sending Seth Rollins. We're sending Charlotte Flair. We're sending The Miz.
The Bellas.
Yeah.
Right? We're sending them. Right. There is nobody else. Like, without exaggeration, yeah, I don't even think Cody Rhodes has like been on the Tonight Show.
Right.
Right? And
right.
I don't really think they'd ask.
Yeah.
And I'm not telling you that in the world of wrestling,
yeah,
that he's not a bigger deal. I'm not telling you that at all,
no.
Right? But you got to understand,
the pop culture.
That's a niche little bubble in a much bigger world of pop culture. And I think you would be more likely to find, obviously, someone like Ronda Rousey or Brock get invited to this circuit. But I'm telling you that, like, I mean it. I bet you that, like, Naomi would get invited to the Tonight Show to plug Total Divas faster than the Young Bucks to plug whatever the hell they got going on. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't picture them on that show. Meanwhile, speaking of just the Tonight Show, The Undertaker's made a cameo on that, and Tombstone Brad Maddox is dressed like a turkey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he's the goddamn Undertaker, and you know who this is. You know what I mean? And no one else is doing that. Still to this day, no one else is doing that. You know what I mean? The closest thing is Johnny Mundo, like, being on Survivor.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't give... Like, what, am I supposed to give Impact credit for that?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, no
Well, no, because it's a wrestler going on a thing, not WWE superstar.
Exactly. And it, you don't even think it was called Celebrity Edition.
Yeah.
I just think he was on the show.
Yeah, right.
You know
and
what
you
I
look
mean?
At, but you look at, like, when we need the big show because we have a season of this USA TV show and we need this guy to make a cameo.
Yeah,
so
we just watched Jingle All the Way. The big show's in it.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, he was in The Waterboy. He was in that. We need a big giant person you might recognize. We'll send the big show.
Yeah.
Not, you know, Brian Cage.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? And that's what WWE, shockingly, is still the best at, is creating stars.
That's true.
They just might not be wrestling stars.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. NXT's next big acquisition is blank.
Go ahead.
What do you got? I think we've talked a lot about this, that we are running out of, like, the no-brainers they've got to go. So I think Keith Lee was, like, in Riddle and Dijakovic were, like, the last class of, like, oh, my God, they have to. But I'm going to say that the next big acquisition for them, because I think that there will be acquisitions before this, but I think the next big one is going to be a kid named Austin Theory. He is 21 years old. He looks fake. His body is, like, somebody made, like, it looks, he doesn't look real. He's a super nice dude, by the way.
Did you hear the rumors?
Yeah, he's challenged. He put out there for Cena, and then there's a rumor that Cena's going to work in Evolve show.
Yeah.
And I believe it, that I believe it as a genuine possibility is what I believe it as.
Did you see what Cena did?
He put it on his Instagram.
Yeah, he put just a picture with no caption of Austin Theory on his Instagram.
Right, because Cena's Instagram is, like, strangely trolly.
Yes, very.
And so he did that as well. And so, like, the star for them that they'll pick up, even if it's not in the next big batch. Because if the next batch, like, you know, God help me, if the next batch, it wouldn't even be Joey Janela because he's hurt. It wouldn't be Joey Ryan because they're not interested in each other.
It wouldn't be Joey Janela if he was healthy.
It's not going to be the Elite. It's not, you know what I mean? So, I mean, like, I'm telling you, if not including the Elite, you're, like, screaming the Young Bucks at me. Well, they're not going.
No, they're not.
So, I mean, I'm trying to have an actual conversation with you here. You know, like.
At least
those
three aren't going.
Right, because the name.
Hangman might go.
Because. Awesome dude. We've had him on the show, but, like, Josh Briggs doesn't mean anything to you yet.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so whenever it's time, Austin Theory is going to be a big deal for them.
My answer is the current leader of the Bullet Club, Jay White.
Oh, okay. I am so consistently underwhelmed by Switchblade Jay White.
Yeah.
I don't know how to tell
you. That's the guy to me, because that's the biggest. That he, to me, is the biggest translatable star.
Okay.
Because Okada's not coming, Tanahashi's not coming. If they do, their main roster guys.
Yeah, even Pentagon and Phoenix recently re-signed with MLW.
Yeah, so they're not coming. Johnny Mundo is a guy that I could see returning. He might go to NXT, but that's a main roster guy.
Yeah, and right now he's a reigning champion for another company. He's not close.
He's not close. It's Jay White to me. He's young enough. He's athletic enough. He's got enough buzz that you could potentially stick him in this weird, like, hodgepodge club of generations that you got going on. Because other than that, a name you know, and I don't think he's going to go, but I also know the guy, and if they threw enough money at him, he would go, and that's Flip Gordon.
Yeah, for real.
You know what I mean? Like, if his Ring of Honor contract comes up, and WWE and All Elite Wrestling are, like, bidding for his services, and WWE literally makes him an offer he can't refuse, he'll take it because
it's how bad do they want him.
It's how bad do they want him.
And he wants to get paid too. And just really quickly, you know, I guess so my answer is, like, long term is Austin Theory. Short term, the next superstar that they're going to pick up, that you're going to get to know in a big way, is Jordynne Grace.
All right. Blank has to step up for Ring of Honor with the Elite gone.
What do you got?
The guy that,
a lot of trouble.
The guy that I just mentioned, you now have to strap your entire company to Flip Gordon because you don't have any homegrown stars. You like everybody else was made from somewhere else. Dalton Castle
kind of the Kingdom. Dalton
Castle isn't a star.
Right.
You know, the Kingdom, they're good. And Matt Taven, they're good. But there's nobody on that roster right now that is must see, you need to watch.
Did you see what happened when the Young Bucks confirmed they weren't going to be on the MSG show? Now, asterisks, I still think they might make a surprise appearance to make big headline news WrestleMania weekend.
Right.
I don't, they're not on, no one's on bad terms. So I think they might be a surprise appearance kind of thing. Yeah. But going like, let's live in a world where they're not. And they probably won't.
Right.
It's much more likely that they don't show up.
Yep.
You see, like, right away, basically, it was just like half the people were like, I want a refund. I don't want to go. Will anybody buy my ticket? This is, you know, it was just like devastating. And so,
Because when that show was announced and those tickets went on sale, everybody thought it was all in too.
Yeah, right. For real. Exactly. Or at the very least, it was like you could definitely believe that the people that they were looking forward to seeing the most. Somewhere in their personal top five was Cody and the Bucks, right?
Yeah.
Now, Omega can still be on it.
Omega can still be on it. He's technically a New Japan talent.
Okay. And, so we can do that. But, like, the point I'm making here is that they are going to leave, the Elite are going to leave a legitimate void in that company.
Yes.
Because so much about, just quite frankly, so much about what was worth watching in that company
was them.
Was what they were doing.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And so, like, do I think that, like, Flip can step up huge for them and be an attraction? Absolutely, I do. I legitimately, genuinely believe that. But I'm telling you that if you think, like, signing Mark Haskins, which I think is like, okay. I've seen Mark Haskins wrestle at least 5 times live. He's fine. His wife is very attractive. He's fine. But that's not a reason to watch. And, like, God help you if you think that I'm going to watch for Silas Young.
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean? Or the Beer City Bruiser. And so it's just like, so, I'm serious. And so it's like, you now have to create a star and pull one out of your ass a little bit because you even lost Punishment Gonzalez.
Yes. You don't have anybody.
Right. Like Punisher, I know his real name is Punisher Martinez, but you lost that guy who could have been a, all right, you kind of always plan B. Guess what? Your plan A, he's gone. You know what I mean? You've lost him. And so
you don't have anybody. The most compelling people you have right now are the Briscoes.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's it. And
I think that Taven is going to be the Ring of Honor champion sooner than later, and he'll do a fine job. Well,
the only person left is Marty.
Right. Oh, right? Yeah, Skrull.
Marty.
Yeah.
But, and you know, if you're smart, you know, you are building that Madison Square Garden show around Marty winning the Ring of Honor title.
Yeah, because it's your only, like, that's your Tommy Dreamer moment.
Right.
That just makes, like, sends people home happy that have been loyal to the show and probably like Marty Skrull.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I can't stress that enough that they are, and I still think Skrull's on borrowed time.
Well, he is, because his Skrull's contract is up in 6 months anyway.
He's going to bounce as soon as he can. You know what I mean? And try to work out into that, I would imagine, that copacetic arrangement that we've been talking about before where the Ring of Honor has got to be open to bringing the Bucks and Cody back if they're willing to do it.
Well, their exclusive stupid contracts need to not apply.
Yeah, for real. Especially not to them. Yeah. It's like, well, is that special treatment? You're fucking right it is.
Yeah, because they're going to bring me money.
Yeah, exactly.
Beer City Bruiser, go. Yeah,
right. Because we love Vinny Marsalia, but I need to focus on Nick and Matt Jackson over TK O'Ryan. Yeah. I just got to do it. You know what I mean? I just got to do it. I think that Ring of Honor 2019 is they need to make important decisions and make the right choices.
The match of the night at Wrestle Kingdom 13 will be blank.
It's going to be Kenny Omega versus Tanahashi.
Okay, you are right. I'm just really super excited to see Jericho.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah. Sure, Jericho versus Naito round 2.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
I think Naito's going to beat him.
Yeah,
I think Naito's going to get his title back, and I've just, the only disappointing thing about Chris Jericho is that he hasn't wrestled as much as I thought he would with the belt, hashtag Brock Lesnar. But all the times he has, it's been great. Yeah. And I expect it to be great as well. When is it, like the 13th or something?
It's always the 4th.
It's always the... Oh, so it's Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Friday. It's like, is so...
So it's Friday morning?
Is it... Yeah, is it like super late Thursday or super late Friday?
Super late Thursday.
Super late Thursday.
Super late Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha. Watch Wrestle Kingdom with us and go to Patreon, yeah. patreon.com/New Age Insiders, and we'll all watch it together. We already have a new Patreon.
We have a couple.
Yeah, Justin Drake.
I think somebody we Headstrong Live. I don't know who.
That song by Trapped.
Yeah,
started to follow us.
Headstrong, take you on. Oh no, so he just followed.
And Colin put over Patreon and Twitch. Colin, you are a rock star, and I do hope you and Erica had a Merry Christmas. I just definitely hope that hers was merrier. what was the next question?
The match of the night at Wrestle Kingdom 13.
Oh yeah, Jericho. I'm looking forward to seeing Jericho the most. I believe you are right, so why don't you go ahead and tell people what...
Yeah, you have Kenny Omega, who is arguably the greatest professional wrestler on the world, on the planet right now. Mm-hmm. He is going to wrestle Japanese John Cena, and, you know, his match quality, everybody says that his match quality has kind of fallen off, that being Tanahashi, just with his age and injuries, but whenever that man needs to step up and perform on a huge stage, he does. He is Big Match Tanahashi.
Okay. Big Match Tan.
Big Match Tan. And I expect if you are going to put your stamp on Kenny Omega as a real, real big deal for your company, he has to beat the man if he's going to be the man.
Sure. I completely agree with that. This to me feels as close to Cena versus Hogan as you're going to get in that company, given both of them being actually able to work at a high level.
Yes.
Okay, the next one is... Blank will go on last at WrestleMania 35.
This can be a person or a matchup. So, yeah. You could just be sure that it'll be Becky Lynch. You can just be sure that it'll be Brock Lesnar, or you can be sure it'll be a matchup. What do you got?
It's tough, because I keep going back and forth between two answers. I believe that it is going to be Ronda Rousey versus Becky Lynch. Now, I also go back and forth between whether that's for the Raw Women's Championship or it's going to be the Four Horsewomen of UFC versus the Four Horsewomen of WWE. I go back and forth.
We still have to get a decent amount done in the next 3 months to make that happen.
Yeah, we kind of do, but I think it's doable.
Two of them I still don't know. I still know Shayna Baszler's friends' names.
Yeah, but they are active people on NXT. Right. So they are hanging out with Shayna Baszler. Yeah,
so that might be my fault.
And so those three are linked together.
Sure.
And we've already linked Shayna Baszler with Ronda Rousey.
Yep. Oh, definitely.
So it's not that big of a stretch.
Is Rousey and the NXT gals the bad guys here? Yeah.
I would think so.
Yeah, me too.
I would think so, just because the three out of the four are bad guys. So turning the one person who I think people would be okay with booing versus your conquering heroes of the women, the original Four Horsewomen, you can set that up in the Women's Royal Rumble.
That way, not only do two women main event WrestleMania, eight women wrestle main event WrestleMania. Yeah. History times four.
I also just think that that's a match that people want to see, and I think that's something that they would be more excited to see than Brock Lesnar versus Seth Rollins.
Genuinely believe that you are correct, that the person and the match that people want to see the most for a variety of reasons is Becky Lynch at this coming up WrestleMania. Because we need to live in a world where, I mean this with no facetious tone. It's genuinely unfortunate. I think you got to accept the fact that Roman Reigns will not be part of this WrestleMania, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of Roman Reigns fans out there, especially, you know, the kids that won't get to see that guy. So I'm just talking about who you want to see the most at this show if you're the average fan, right? With Roman Reigns unavailable, John Cena living in a constant world of uncertainty. You know,
he just got rehired.
Right. He turned into Sting, where the only thing that's for sure about John Cena is nothing's for sure. I don't know what this guy's career is anymore. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so you talk about who you're looking forward to seeing the most on this show. With all due respect to Seth Rollins, I think he's fifth. You know what I mean? I think the average fan is more excited to see Rousey, more excited to see Lynch, more excited to see
Strowman.
Maybe a Braun Strowman. You know, probably more excited to see Charlotte Flair is extraordinarily popular.
That's,
They might be more, believe it or not, they might be more excited to see Brock Lesnar.
Right.
Believe it or not.
I just think that a lot of people, if I was to tell you that it was supposed to be the Four Horsewomen versus the Four Horsewomen, I think a lot of people, a lot of wrestling fans would get excited about that match.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's I get to throw UFC around, too.
And there's enough star power in that match.
Yep. And eight women in it.
There's eight women
look
in it.
Look how many women I had. You complain about no women main eventing WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Look at how many women I had in this thing.
Yeah,
you
right.
You know what I mean? Like, we were Tamina short of a dozen.
I literally, yeah, we really are. but I literally can't think of any match that we're kind of building towards,
yeah,
toward WrestleMania, because
Seth Rollins is going to beat Brock Lesnar, and that's going to be just fun. That's going to be fine, but who cares?
Or he's going to beat Braun Strowman, and that's going to be fine.
Yeah,
or Braun Strowman's going to wrestle Drew McIntyre, and that's going to be
fine. For nothing.
You know what I mean?
For
like
nothing.
Any combination of the Universal title picture, it's fine.
Yep.
You know, John Cena versus Daniel Bryan for the WWE Championship, that's interesting.
Yeah, sure.
And that might be the only thing. But yeah, if you're telling me that I get a knockout, drag out fight with the WWE champion versus the baddest bitch on the planet,
yeah,
I'm on board.
Yeah, I think that right now as we sit today, you are more likely than not going to see the women in the main event. Here's the only thing I will throw out there, because I am a fan, but it's also just real talk. I know that Roman Reigns gets a lot of attention for how many WrestleManias he's main evented.
Yeah.
Don't look now, but Brock has got to be right there.
Oh, yeah.
And if they do want to pad the legacy of Brock Lesnar and try to convince you the Universal title is a big deal, Seth Rollins beating Brock at the end of the show is very much on the table.
Oh, it's on the table. And Seth Rollins is popular enough that, it wouldn't be out of place to be last. But if I'm choosing...
Now the women have a real shot at
it. But if I'm choosing, that's what I'm choosing.
I would also, if I was booking the show, I also would have whatever Becky Lynch is doing and whatever Ronda Rousey's doing coincide and go on last.
All right, the final wrestling-related topic for this evening in the fill-in-the-blank segment is blank has the most momentum heading into 2019.
I'm very excited for the non-wrestling parts of this, too. The second segment of this show, where there's still fill-in-the-blank, but they're not wrestling questions, and I think you guys are going to have a good time with that as well. Blank has the most momentum heading into 2019. I'm going to say the Elite, because I think people are more curious about what those guys are up to right now than almost anything else in wrestling. There's nothing truly compelling on Raw or SmackDown, I can't miss a week of it kind of stuff. But meanwhile, like, the idea of them just like maybe starting a promotion, who knows, is just more interesting than anything that's actually happening.
Right.
So I think the Elite have the most momentum going into 2019.
That is the correct answer. But my answer is going to be John Cena.
Wow. I mean, Bumblebee is getting good reviews.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Oh, you better believe it.
Right? Because John Cena is missing from programming, and you hear a dull murmur from the fan base being like, man, I wish John Cena was here. The show would be better with John Cena. Yeah, I think the show would be better with John Cena.
Absolutely would be.
And then on Christmas, Vince-a-Claus goes out there and straight up says, you want Cena back? We're bringing Cena back. And the internet exploded.
And Justin Timberlake started dancing.
Yeah.
We're bringing Cena back.
Yeah. But John Cena is going to return to Raw like a conquering hero.
Is it Raw?
Raw or SmackDown. Whichever one he shows up on first.
I think it should be SmackDown. Or no, I think it should be Raw.
He needs
Raw
to be on Raw.
Sucks.
He needs to be on Raw. Yeah. We need the star power.
Right, I think so,
we need
too.
The star power.
You know what he should do on Monday? He should pin Brock.
He should. He should absolutely pin
That's
Brock.
That's what he should do. You want to talk about like coming back with like Brock should be in the ring just talking a bunch of smack, and Cena should just come down and pin him.
Let's do this.
And beat him.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, you
awesome.
Know, like Brock,
yes!
Brock, I love you, and you get to do something at Mania,
thanks
I guess.
For everything.
But
yeah. You want to fight The Undertaker again? Go ahead, big guy.
That would be swell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you can just, and then Brock can put over Braun Strowman and retire.
Yeah, sure.
There, I said it. You happy now?
Yeah. Right.
I do love Brock Lesnar, though. You think John Cena legitimately? I mean,
I do.
People are looking forward to seeing
him. I do. Everybody's geeked up. And as soon as that man actually returns, it might not be like Triple H returning from the quad, but it's going to be close.
Will he win title 17?
Yes. Now he will.
I want to say yes, too, whereas, like, a month ago, I would have told you, I don't think so anymore.
The fact that the entire fan base turned around and was like, I miss John Cena. Where the hell's John Cena? And then Vince had to come back and be like, we rehired John Cena.
The other thing, too, is I've said this 1,000 times. It just hasn't come up in a while because John Cena hasn't been super relevant in a while. Is this would be like getting to one bottle of beer on the wall.
And you know,
and then just stopping the song. It's like, yeah, you sang all the way from 99 to 1, and then you're just like, nah, I'm not going to finish this stupid song. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, how did we do a decade of title after title and main event after main event?
Right, to tie.
And stack and stack and stack. To tie? To not give him 17? Are you for? I'm telling you, it is the equivalent of getting to one bottle of beer in the wall and being like, never mind. It's like unacceptable. It say is. Zero bottles of beer on the wall.
Yeah, right.
Say it. I need you to say it.
I need you to say
it. I need this road trip to have meant something.
Yeah.
Because if it was only for 98 bottles of beer on the wall, I'm going to shoot myself. You know what I mean? Like, you've got to work with me here. And with John Cena, it's like, yeah, give him 17. What are you doing? Like, not that it should actually even matter, but Ric Flair's cool with it.
Yeah, I know.
Like, what's your problem?
I know. God.
Do it for the vine. When we come back, we are going to be talking about Avengers and Heroes, Star Wars, so much more. A variety of topics from the world of pop culture as our fill-in-the-blank extravaganza continues.
How dare you?
Hey, neighborhood. Your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right. And now there's even more ways to take part in the community. Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
You know, it's pretty crazy, but NAI Pod has now been downloaded on 6 continents and has thousands of weekly listeners.
Yeah, step it up, Antarctica.
Does that make us intercontinental champions?
Kinda, but it also means NAI Pod is a great way to advertise your business, brand, or website.
If you would like to advertise with the New Age Insiders, shoot us an email, newageinsiders@gmail.com.
Tap into a constantly growing audience, advertise with the New Age Insiders, and take your business to main event heights. Send your emails to newageinsiders@gmail.com. That's newageinsiders@gmail.com.
I'm retired business executive and seasoned dad, Jamie Jamikowski.
And I'm a rookie dad and local independent wrestler, Scotty Slade. And we're the hosts of For the Pops.
We're the only podcast on the NAI Pop Network that has a mix of sports, wrestling, and pop culture all in under an hour.
This is a place where two pops talk about the topics that interest us with a special guest in each episode.
And we have a splash of pop culture information to help us survive in our world of wives, kids, and coworkers.
And at the end of each episode, if that wasn't enough, Jamie tests both our guest and I on obscure pop culture facts in an exclusive segment called For the Pops Quiz.
So don't miss For the Pops with Scotty Slade and me, Jamie Jamikowski, only on the NAI Pop Network.
Hey everybody, it's Rich Palladino, the voice of Chaotic Wrestling. I want to remind you to listen to the Let the Chaos Begin podcast right here on the NAI Pop Network. You will hear stories from the 18-year history of Chaotic Wrestling from the two guys that were there from day one, myself and former Chaotic Wrestling owner Jamie Jamikowski. That is the Let the Chaos Begin podcast right here on the NAI Pop Network.
Seriously, I don't even get to talk during this promo?
Shut up, Jamie.
Let's get back to more of the New Age Insiders. Here's Jason Maltov, Liam Stryker, and Bill Neville.
Man, I watched this last night because it was on Netflix. It's finally on Netflix. Avengers Infinity War.
I feel like people are afraid to say new movies are one of their favorite movies. Like, it is one of my I've been watching movies for a long time and it is one of my favorite movies.
Oh man, it makes me I like even the end of that movie, like, and I've seen it at least 5 times. And again, this year. I've seen it like 5 times this year.
Yeah, for real.
And it's one of my favorite movies.
It's like, it's, I haven't been able to just be like, yeah, no problem, I'll watch it. Since like The Dark Knight with a movie like that. I'm just like, yeah, you want to watch The Dark Knight? Great, no problem. Let's watch The Dark Knight. Yeah, great, of course I will. Yeah. And I just love it, and I'm so excited for it, and I'm so excited for The Avengers 4, and I can't wait. I like that is a midnight release, gotta go. Don't spoil. Oh, I will never talk.
We're going the Thursday
never,
it comes out.
Never talk to you again if you spoil that for me. Kind of experience that I am super excited for. So as we expand throughout just the world of pro wrestling, as we talk about more things that interest us and interest everyone out there listening, we hope, and we've been taking suggestions and asking people, what do you want to hear more about? It tends to be, you know, movies, music, pop culture is the kind of the fun stuff. And so we're going to be filling in the blanks with things that are not about pro wrestling for our second segment. And a mixture of both pop culture and pro wrestling happens right after this. Patreon.com/New Age Insiders. You jump over as soon as the show is over. It's still a live experience. We talk to the Patreons. It's much more of a, we'll have things prepared, but it's much more of an interactive, you guys jump in and sort of dictate the show thing. The live stream is just way more fun than even a recorded segment can be. And so we highly encourage you to jump in. Again, not just on twitch.tv/New Age Insiders TV, but patreon.com/New Age Insiders, five shows a month, a bunch of bonus stuff, and even more coming in the new year. And it, we appreciate all of you. We see you out there listening, Brandon and Garrett and Nancy and Maddie, and patreon.com/New Age Insiders. It's a it's the place to be when this show is over.
Yeah. All right, so you want to dive right into it?
Yeah, no, let's just go for it.
All right, so the first fill in the blank in the pop culture segment here will be, blank is the Avenger who will not survive Thanos.
To me, there are two answers here, so I'm curious what yours is.
Yeah, I think that we're going to progress through the Marvel canon, and I think that it's going to be Steve Rogers.
So you think that Captain America, this is his last appearance? Okay.
Yeah, I think that it's his last appearance. I think that Bucky is going to take over the mantle. Him and Falcon. Sebastian Stan and I forget the gentleman who plays Falcon's name, but they are signed on for like seven more. They have like the longest contract left.
Okay.
And they got announced that they're going to get a TV show on Disney Plus.
Okay. This is what I think is going to happen. I'm just going to nerd out a little bit here for you and give you what I think, because I think the two answers of who's going to die, and maybe it's a third guy and we're supposed to be surprised, but I think it comes down to Captain America or Iron Man. I think that one of the two of them has positioned themselves to be in a sacrificial role, not just because Captain America will always do the right thing and he would say, you know, a soldier who would sacrifice his life for the right thing. But Tony Stark, I mean, literally one of the plot lines is basically him being like, all this Iron Man stuff. He has a very Batman, you know, crisis where he just goes like, I have done more harm than good. I have ended more lives than saved. I am the bad guy after all. And it's like gnawing at him. And I think that he would be very willing to die. In, I don't think he's going to die in that spaceship in the trailer, duh. but I think that he'd be very willing to die to save Peter Parker's life.
Yeah.
Something that would have a profound effect on Peter Parker would, and add a lot of layers to his subsequent movie.
So it would make a lot of sense with that, just because you look at the thing that brought them all together in the first one, right? The first Avengers. Because, again, this is the sequel and the climax to the Avengers movies, not just all of them. And the plot line in the first one was Captain America looks at Tony Stark and says, are you going to be the guy that lays down on the wire so another guy can live? Now, again, at the end of that movie, he takes the nuke into outer space and then falls back down. So he does do that sacrifice. But that being said, I do think that this is the culmination of that.
Right.
And so he's, it's possible that it is Tony Stark.
And the nerd thing I'm going to give you is that Captain America, like, I know that, was it Chris Evans is done with the character. I understand that. But from a nerd perspective, what I think is going to happen is there's going to be some sort of complication with the Soul Stone, or there's going to be something where he'll have a sacrifice to make as well, but it won't be his life. It'll be him having to go wherever the Red Skull is and fight him forever. That's my prediction, that how we eliminate Captain America from the movies without his death.
I think I'm also one of the only people that is like, okay if they just recasted.
You like, are one of the only people. I just don't think you could have somebody else show up and be like, it's me, Captain America, from the last 7 movies. And it's like, no, it's not.
Well, we did that with
the Hulk.
Well, we did that with the Hulk, and we did that with Colonel Rhodes.
Right, but not since the Avengers.
Right. And that's fine. And so I'm going to go with...
They were also Edward Norton and Terrence
Howard.
Terrence Howard were also in one movie.
Yeah. So after every... And for the most part, after every big Marvel event, the art style kind of changes.
Yeah.
Right? It kind of signifies a new beginning, a new season, right? If that makes sense.
Sure.
And so I'm okay with that being what happens, where it's like, look, we told this was this comic event, right? This was the Marvel Cinematic Universe event number one. And now we're going to move on to event number two. And event number two is, you know, yeah, we got to recast some people because Tony Stark's, Robert Downey Jr. is too old and Chris Evans doesn't want to do it anymore. But we still need Iron Man and Captain America to be in this.
I subscribe to the theory that what they've done a great job of is grooming them for their replacements. So, for example, heroic former soldier that will more likely than not do the right thing. Captain America, if you loved Captain America, you're going to love Bucky, right?
Yeah.
If you liked the... If you liked the smart alecky guy with lots of fun technology, you're gonna love Doctor Strange when Iron Man dies, right?
Yeah.
And so what I think we're doing here is grooming you for their replacements without recasting. You know what I mean? That's what I think we're doing. I think Iron Man, they want you to fall in love with Doctor Strange like you did Tony Stark, Bucky the way you did with Captain America, potentially even Spider-Man with the way you did with Thor, that sort of idea.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because and maybe Thor's even a better comparison. Like, so we'll do it again. The straight line is Captain America to Bucky, obviously. Thor, right, who's going to be done soon as well, right?
Right.
Thor, magic wizard guy, sort of. God, dude. We have a wizard now, right?
Yeah,
so you go
right.
from a god of lightning right. to a wizard. You go from this smart, really super smart dude to Spider-Man, and he's now a super smart dude.
Right.
And they're both funny in their own way. And I think that's what Marvel's doing.
Yeah.
Is grooming us for the next. And plus, we're going to be asked to care about Captain Marvel real soon.
Yep.
We're asked to care about the Guardians of the Galaxy still. We're still asked to care about Black Panther. And so I just think they're going to move on from there. But can't stress enough how excited I am for the Avengers 4.
Like, oh, absolutely.
Unbelievable.
Blank is the best alternate Spider-Man.
Did you see Spider-Verse yet?
I haven't seen Into the Spider-Verse yet.
Me
I really
neither.
Do want to.
I heard it's fantastic.
I've heard nothing but good things. I absolutely love Miles Morales.
Yeah.
So I loved the comic book arc that gave Miles Morales brought Miles Morales into the Ultimate Universe.
Sure.
They killed off Peter Parker, and it was really good and it was really interesting. I thought, you know, a lot of people that don't really know is just like, oh, they just made Spider-Man black and Hispanic just to, you know, appease like race. And it's like, well, you're kind of an idiot. But just because Miles Morales is a very compelling character.
Yeah.
And he is very, very fun. So I did want to throw him out there because I have grown to really love him. Historically, though, I love Ben Reilly.
Okay.
Ben Reilly is the Scarlet Spider.
Okay. And, tell people about that.
And so Scarlet Spider is from the Clone Saga.
Okay.
Where basically Peter Parker just had this weird identity crisis because all of a sudden clones of Peter Parker just started showing up.
Okay.
And he didn't know if he was a clone or not a clone. And so he like changed his name and his hair and he was like, I'm Ben Reilly now.
Yep.
And I'm the Scarlet Spider. That's the one with the hooded sweatshirt.
Yep.
And so it's a cool looking, really 90s Spider-Man.
Sure.
But it's the Clone Saga is one of the best Spider-Man arcs ever. And really, really worth a read.
My favorite alternate Spider-Man is not Spider-Ham, just because I don't know enough about him. This is news to me. I'm like the last person to find out about Spider-Ham. I've always enjoyed Man-Spider. Man-Spider is the one where basically he sprouts actual extra limbs and looks like a spider with jeans. And I've always enjoyed the Man-Spider thing just because it's so different. Because there are some awesome different versions. There's like Spider-Man 2050, where he's a very futuristic Spider-Man. It's almost like the Batman Beyond of spider suits.
Yeah.
There's the Scarlet Spider. There's the Spider Sentinel. There's Spider-Man who teams up with Ghost Rider at one point and his head's on fire. Have you played the game, the whole game?
I haven't finished the game.
I haven't played any of the game, and I need to play that game.
It's very good.
I've heard that the You're on Fire Spider-Man is available.
Yeah, probably.
I would plays that one a lot.
I don't think I have that one. I have a bunch of them.
The Iron Spider is incredible.
The Iron Spider, so that is awesome. And that's one of my least that's one of my least favorite things that has happened in Spider-Man's lore was when he got a job with Tony Stark and became the Iron Spider. And that was awesome. But then they shot Aunt May and was like, oh, no, I have to sacrifice my love with Mary Jane for forever. And then we're never going to revisit this again.
Was there a second Spider-Man movie with him? Is that when they shoot Aunt May?
No. So this is in the comics.
Oh, okay.
So right before the Civil War storyline, Peter Parker has like all of his shit together. Like everything is like really coming up, Parker. You know, he's married to Mary Jane. Everything's great. He's working with Tony Stark.
Yeah, I remember this.
You know, and so it's great. And so then basically Aunt May gets shot and Mephisto, who is the Marvel devil, shows up and is like, look, here's the deal. I can save your aunt, but you will never love Mary Jane again. Like it's going to be like it never happened ever. And he's like conflicted about it, and him and Mary Jane talk about it. And then instead of just letting the old broad die, right? Peter is just like, no, I'm going to sacrifice my love for Mary Jane.
Right. Even though she's an old woman and would have wanted it the other way.
Yeah, right.
She's with Ben now, you selfish bastard.
Yeah, you selfish bastard. And then it starts the Brand New Day storyline, which is my least favorite storyline because it's like, with Spider-Man, they refuse to let him fully turn the corner of a hero. Now, one of the best parts about Spider-Man is the fact that he's like, I'm not good at this. I'm terrible at this. When in reality, he's one of the best ones.
Yeah, right.
But he doesn't believe it. And that's kind of one of his most endearing qualities. But at some point, he needs to stand up fully and be like, I'm an absolute badass. And they never let him get there. Mm-hmm. It's the same way I felt about Harry Potter and how I just hated Harry because I'm like, hey, stop bitching.
Yeah, at the end of the Harry Potter series, somebody else was the hero too.
Yeah, right.
It's like, what? Yeah. We named the books weren't called, what was that idiot? What was that?
Neville Longbottom?
Well, yeah, Neville Longbottom.
He was the hero.
He was.
Right. But we didn't name the books that. Nope. It wasn't Neville Longbottom.
And the Sorcerer's Stone.
And
Ron
giant
Weasley
toothbrush.
Got the girl.
Yeah. And Weasley got the girl.
Yeah. And I'm sure Hedwig died.
Yeah.
Oh, Hedwig definitely died.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it.
Spoiler alert.
So
Voldemort killed her.
Just very, oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing hits me harder than when the like
animals die.
Like, we watched Justice League the other night and one of the Amazon's horses like ate it. And I was like, the horse did nothing.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's also like when you're watching I Am Legend, and he's walking around with that German Shepherd the whole time, and then you realize that it's a girl, and it somehow hurts more.
Yeah, it's harder.
It's harder? It's like, if this was a boy dog, it would hurt, but not as much.
Brandon says, I hope there's a conspiracy theory fill in the blank. We can make that. How about this? You send in. We're watching on the Patreon chat and the Mixlr.com/New Age Insiders chat. You send in your conspiracy theories. We'll pick one, and that'll be on the Patreon edition right after this live. Patreon.com/New Age Insiders. Whatever your favorite conspiracy theory is, I'll do it live on the Patreon show after this. So keep sending those in, and we'll do it that way.
All right. The next Batman should be blank, and the villain will be blank.
Okay. So
I have an outside the box answer.
Okay. I do too, only because it doesn't fit with the DC cinematic universe. Cause like Ben Affleck, and I'm going to say it, is my favorite Batman. He is probably the most complete Batman. He plays Bruce Wayne very, very well. And he plays Batman very, very well. And so I think that Ben Affleck is probably my favorite. Aside from Adam West, but that's a different conversation altogether. But this guy that I'm going to choose is a little bit younger. It's the guy that played Jason in the most recent Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie. He is also the dickhead older stepbrother in Stranger Things season 2.
Sure.
Billy Hargrove his name is Doc Ray.
Dark Ray Duck.
Dark Ray Duck Montgomery. Okay. I have no idea how to actually pronounce his first name. But I think he is athletic enough to do it. I think he is handsome enough to do it. And I think he would be really fun as like a tormented, because that's kind of how they made Jason in the most recent Power Rangers movie. And I thought it kind of worked.
And his villain should be?
And I think his villain should be Johnny Depp.
As
the Riddler.
Ooh, okay. I have two like outside the box answers. I'm a gigantic, huge Batman nerd. It's my favorite like fiction.
You know who would also be a good one? Christoph Waltz as Mr. Freeze.
Ooh, okay. I wouldn't have a problem with that at all. Just having fun with it. Like, yeah. Batman. Yes, yeah. I brought you frozen. I brought snow cones. Get it? Poison him.
Yeah. I want villain Tommy Wiseau as the Joker.
Oh, that's just, yeah. Why would I kill you? I need you.
I love that. I love that. This is what Tommy Wiseau.
And it exists. Go find it.
Yeah. This is what Tommy Wiseau thinks he looks like. How dare you? Nobody knows what that man is thinking.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And it's just like, yeah, that would be the best thing ever. So, Gotham is chaos. Human behavior. It's weird, Mark. I'm Batman. Yeah, right. That's what I said. Right, I poisoned the water reserve. Now I need that terribly. I'm going to give you two outside the box answers. One that's not going to happen. I'll just get that out of the way first, but I would think it'd be a ton of fun because you're going to be like, you're going to hear my answer and be like, dude, what? But hear me out.
Okay.
The next Batman should be Clint Eastwood.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. Playing Bruce Wayne,
old Bruce Wayne
in Batman Beyond.
Oh.
The Bruce Wayne that mentors the next Batman. Because we haven't done that on the big screen yet with real people.
Yep.
And I think it'd be a very cool way to just kind of have a parallel universe thing where like everything we're doing with the Justice League and everything, this movie's supposed to be 25 years from now. You know what I mean?
It's
you know, so it's total side piece material. But if you've ever watched Batman Beyond the cartoon, grizzled, like
it is Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood being grizzled Bruce Wayne that hates everything but his dog and is just trying to like, you know, every breath he takes left in him is just to like prevent crime because I hate criminals so goddamn much.
Yeah.
And he would be the perfect grizzled old man. It's like, you know, 40 years ago, I would have killed you. It's like, yeah, I believe you. Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
But if we're going to do more of a contemporary Batman, it's again an outside the box answer because the villain I don't care about. Some sort of space penguin. I don't care.
The gang that is the Joker.
Right. But if we're doing a realistic one, here's my outside the box answer. I want it to be John Hamm as Bruce Wayne, right? As more of an older Bruce Wayne, right?
Yeah.
I want the villain to be Zsasz. Right? And I want to make the first rated R Batman movie because Zsasz is a villain that might not be known to people that aren't super into the comic books.
Well, he's a main player in Gotham, the TV show.
Okay. I've never seen Gotham.
It's good and it gets weird.
If you never heard of Zsasz, though, he covers himself in scars. And what he does is it's a rape or a murder. And if he rapes or murders somebody, he does the 1, 2, 3, 4 line through it, right?
Yeah.
And he's covered in scars. And so to the point where his threat becomes like, do you want to become one of my scars?
Yeah.
Meaning I will kill you. You know what I mean? And so what I think you could do is take the Christopher Nolan, I'm trying to make a real world movie here approach and just have it be a rated R movie where the world's greatest detective has to stop this insane serial killer that's going around committing horrific crimes throughout Gotham, but he's very good at it. And he's not the Joker that wants to get caught and all that stuff. He wants to be a free murderer. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so what I really think you can make, and I mean this, is Seven with Batman.
Yeah, right.
And have it be
that'd be cool.
And have it be a movie that plays off of Deadpool that just goes, you know what? People will go. And if we made a rated R movie, just the allure of that alone, a rated R Batman movie, I think would sell. And then, the plot is Seven. There's this maniac out there doing horrific things.
Yeah.
And the world's greatest detective
has to go find him.
Has to go find this guy.
I'm in.
It's up to Batman. And you can have it be John Hamm because he looks like Bruce Wayne. And it can be like Batman's last ride kind of thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where it's like, I was in retirement and they dragged me back out. And I just think John Hamm looks like Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
So that's my answer.
I also just want them to go full on board. Just be like, look, here, we're right in the middle of it. And we got Robin and we got Nightwing. Let's do this.
Yeah. Oh, well, I would love a good Nightwing Robin movie, too.
Yeah.
And that would be and if they were in part of it or because he needed help because he's getting older. And it's like, if he relied on like Batwoman and Nightwing to one last gig.
Yeah.
That's an awesome movie where you're hunting down a real serial killer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think a rated R Batman movie floating around that plot point would be terrific.
All right, our final topic of the evening is name the movie Star Wars Episode 9 blank.
We're sorry for 8.
So Let's talk about the fact that there's a lot of controversy right now as to whether or not this movie's even going to get shot as originally planned. Because there's apparently this is news to me, and I think to Bill as well, that basically the uproar is like, maybe we'll just start over instead of making episode 9. Is that what's going on?
It's not necessarily that, but I'm trying to remember the wording that was used, but it's basically like, hey, we're going to kind of retool what we wanted to do with the Star Wars universe. Because you look at episode 8, and episode 8 was extremely divisive. And that's not what the goal for Disney and Lucasfilm is.
Yeah.
It's like, no, we want everybody to go and have fun at a Star Wars movie.
But you can't.
Right.
Then remake Empire.
Yeah.
And then have people be mad at you that you did that too.
Right. You know, but that's the thing. It's like, we want to have everybody have fun at Star Wars.
Well, it's
because
like, of course
you
do. But I mean, like, so here's the thing about it. Like with Star Wars, the last, the Empire Strike, the Return of the Jedi.
Yes.
Was made in 1983.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody that was in that movie is 35 years older or dead.
Yeah.
So I can't just pick up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We have to acknowledge a considerable amount of time has passed because everybody is old or dead.
Yes.
The only one that still looks great here is Chewie. He's taken tremendous care of himself.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Everybody else is old or dead. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, or Harrison Ford and
doesn't want to do it.
Is old and wishes he was dead. Right?
Yeah.
And so it's like we needed to do a new thing and we gave you all the old people.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? But it's like the way I looked at it is the same way I looked at Fuller House. The story can't just be that Joey, Jesse, and Danny live in this house together. They're 50. That's super weird.
Yeah, right.
There had to be a passage of time and a significant
step
forward.
I don't think it's necessarily like that. I think it's just more in tone because episode 8 was very serious.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that's where everybody, like, the serious nature of it, it lost a lot of the fun and the camp that 7 had.
Then you got to do the whole thing again. Then.
Right.
Then you got to, I mean, I hate to say it, but and what I would do too is just so enough time passes where people aren't like, I saw 2 episodes 7s in 5 years. Instead of having that be the case, what I think you need to do is do the prequels again.
Right.
Just be like, we're going to take a breather. And instead of just making the new one and have it be called 9,
we're going to do 1 again. We're at least going to do we're going to do episode 3 again.
Right. Or what you could really get away with is if Star Wars, like, so say they wanted to go like, look, to prevent confusion or to respect a shit trilogy, whatever, we, out of respect, are not going to ever make another movie called Star Wars Episode 1. For better or worse, that's Episode 1, everybody.
Yeah.
But what they could do is make 3 movies that could easily be 1, 2, and 3 if you need them to be.
Well, you already went through and got rid of the canon and decided what was canon and what wasn't.
And Rogue One is 3.5.
Right.
Right?
Right. It's the prequel to 4.
It's the yeah, that's right.
It's or the prologue. The prologue to 4.
Right. Exactly. So it's like basically 3.5. So we already started moving backwards a little bit here.
Yep.
Right? And if we had to make that episode 3, but really packed episodes 1 and 2full of content, right? Because unfortunately, I don't think Solo could be like episode 2.
No, because it's episode like 3 and 1/3.
Right, and he does do the Kessel Run.
He does the Kessel Run, and at the end of the movie, he's going to go to the job that basically he owes the money to Jabba.
Right.
So,
but I don't think there's enough in there of everybody else to consider that the de facto 2, right? And they're not happy with how that movie performed.
Yeah.
But what I'm telling you is
he was terrible.
If in 15 years we look back and say, yeah, maybe the prequels are episodes 1, 2, and 3, or maybe they're Rogue One, Jedi Force, and Chewie's Revenge. You know what I mean?
sure.
You know what I mean? Whatever they gotta be, where you can go like, don't even bother watching those. This is the real story of Darth Vader as we would like to present him. Because Darth Vader in the trilogy, the prequels, has 0 cool moments.
Yeah.
And he already has 1 cool moments in Rogue One. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we could build off that. But let's say they do. Let's take all that aside and say, they're going to make episode 9. It is a direct continuation of where we've been. What would you want it to be about? And what would you want it to be called?
The problem with the way that episode 8, the more I think about it, kind of ends, is you never set up the First Order as this threat, right? In terms of like, I don't know what you control. You were very lazy in episode 7 and was just like, yeah, we're the First Order and we're in charge of the galaxy now. And it's like, okay, but like, I got a lot of questions. Who's Snoke? And why is he in charge?
And why is it wind up mattering?
And why is everybody scared of him? And then you kill Snoke in 8, and it's like, okay, so I have this cool thing because we've never had the Skywalker actually in charge of anything, right?
Yeah, right.
Because there was always people ahead of Luke, and then there was always people ahead of Vader,
right?
Right.
Yeah, so the day he replaced the Emperor was the day he turned babyface anyway and left the Empire.
Yeah, right. And so it is what it is. And so this is the first time that character gets to be in charge. But it's like, okay, but Kylo, what's your motivation?
Right.
Because you murdered Snoke, but it wasn't to like take over the galaxy. It was because you like Rey?
Here's just to me the cold hard facts about it. I am not a Star Wars like diehard. Right. I enjoy them. I root for them. I'm gonna see all the movies they make. I want them to be good, right? But it's not like my nerd thing.
Yeah.
I'm superheroes, right? That's mine. Okay. But when it comes to Star Wars, right? I think what people are realizing is you just always wanted the things you've liked for 30 years.
Yeah.
You didn't want, as much as you might like them, and again, I'm sure I'm talking to one person in a group that's going like, well, my favorite character is Kylo Ren. It's like, great. Well, if you were in a room with 99 other people, you would be the only one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
And so what I'm saying is like, ultimately, the average fan, and really, to be honest, me, myself included, finds myself like, okay, I will care about Rey because she's sort of interesting, right? And
right.
I'll care about her little robot. And I'll care about Kylo Ren because he's pretty interesting. There's something there, right? But what I really, really want is a movie about Darth Vader. And Darth Vader isn't in these movies.
Yeah.
And so guess what people actually have always wanted?
It's Darth Vader.
They've just wanted the prequels to be good.
Yeah,
and then movies about Darth Vader. Because here's the thing. It's this weird thing where like if you go on like all these polls from Time Magazine to People Magazine to Entertainment Weekly, and Darth Vader is always considered a top 3 to 5 movie villain. He's in one good movie.
Yeah.
He's in one good movie. Are you crazy? He's in 1.5. He is in one good movie, The Empire Strikes Back, and has a kick-ass cameo in Rogue One. But Darth Vader is not, like, we have built him up in our head.
Yeah, a Mandela effect.
If you were to go on YouTube and be like, Darth Vader's coolest moments, the video's going to be like 3 minutes long, and clips are going to be long.
It's going to be Rogue One.
It's going to be 5 long clips that add up to 3 minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's all people, like, the prequels got you right away because it was a kid and in his shadow was Darth Vader. And you're like, yes, oh my God, I get to see how Space Charles Manson comes to be. You know what I mean? What fucked that kid up so much? And then it was like sand. So that's why they were why they're so poorly received. It's not just because of Jar Jar Binks. It's because Vader isn't in till the end of the third one. He sucks the whole time as Anakin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And there's not one cool Darth Vader thing in the three prequels. Just make those. All we want is Darth Vader stuff. We want Yoda and Vader and anyone. Like, you could put anybody in the Chewie suit, anybody in the Vader suit. Yoda's a goddamn puppet.
Yeah, right.
Just do that.
Yeah.
Just do that. That's what I actually want here. And people might not want, and I'm sure there are people out there being like, no, I want episode 9. It's like, great, cool. They're going to make it. I really do believe that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, big picture here, you just want Darth Vader. You don't want his giant-nosed grandson who doesn't look like he's cast right at all.
Yeah.
And you don't actually care. Not as much as you care about Darth Vader. That's the reality of it. You know what I mean? Like, one day, Stone Cold Steve Austin, if that dude has a kid and he works at a bank, do you really care? You know what I mean?
Right.
I liked your dad. Where's your dad? You know what I mean?
And
that's where I think we are with Star Wars, where it's like, fans see themselves getting farther and farther away from just the things they recognize.
Yeah.
I don't care about intergalactic horse tracks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That was my biggest problem with the prequels by their design is the Empire made sense, right? It's very, very basic, but it makes sense. Hi, I'm evil and I'm in charge. you're not evil and you want to stop the guy from being evil in charge.
Yep.
Okay, cool. And this one is just like, you won at the end of six, right? At the end of Return of the Jedi, you won and freed the galaxy. Yep. How did you fuck up so bad that these people just showed up and this asshole, who we never get to understand, is just like, I'm in charge now and I have a respirator and weird scars on my face and I look interesting as hell and I'm like super, super in tune with the Force, but I'm going to die and then... And then Kylo Ren's going to take over, and I don't know what your motivations
and
are.
And we're not even brother and sister. Like, we're just, we are crazy mind meld connected here, right?
And it was that asshole's fault?
Right, it's not that we're like, and I get that they didn't want to just be like, hey, we're shockingly family members too, like the first trilogy. Right. I get that, but now they're just like, he just, what is he, just kind of like her?
Yeah.
What is he, just like her?
Right.
Like, what? Why does he keep saving this chick?
Right.
They're not. He's not your sister that you feel obligated to save. So why do you keep doing it?
Yeah, do you have a boner for her?
Right, like, swear to God. Like, it made so much sense to me when it was just like, yeah, it's his sister. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I really believed that she was going to wind up being Luke's daughter. I thought that Luke...
Yeah, it made the most sense.
Right, that Luke had kids, and he just thought he was unsafe and harming and putting them in danger, so he went off to little Mole Nun Island.
Yeah,
You know what I mean? And that's what I thought made the most sense, and like, look... I thought they were cousins.
Cousins, yeah.
Cousins.
Yeah, because...
You're the son of Leia, and I am the daughter of Luke.
Yeah.
And we are both...
Here we go.
And we're both Darth Vader's grandchildren.
Yeah.
And you've got all of his bad shit, and I got all his good shit, right?
Yeah, right.
But in the end, those movies didn't ultimately wind up being that interesting.
Right.
You know what I mean? Things just sort of happen.
Right, and intergalactic space tracks.
Right, exactly. Yeah, right. And then they go...
I don't like rich people.
Right, then they go to the track, right? And then they're like, wow, class warfare. Am I right? It's like... This is a galaxy far, far away, a long, long time ago. What are we doing here?
Yeah,
you know what
right.
I mean? I don't care.
Why?
Right. And so, like, I thought 7 and 8 were fine. But what did you really want? You wanted a movie about Darth Vader. That's all you actually want, right? When you go to Disney World, you're not there to go see anything. If you're going to, like, I want to go to Star Wars, I'm like, meet somebody, right? Darth Vader. Darth Vader. Darth Vader. It's always Darth Vader.
Right.
And so just do what works. You know what I mean? You know, when was the last time the Walt Disney Corporation, like, introduced a main character? 1910? You know what I mean? Like Mickey
Duffy.
Mouse? Right.
Duffy the Bear.
Yeah. I don't even know who the hell that is. You're supposed to go like Mickey Mouse. And Donald Duck, you get five of them, right? You like them, and we're done here. You know what I mean?
So we tried with Roger Rabbit.
Vader, Chewie, and the robots. That's what we want here. We actually just want C-3PO to be bothered by the actions of Darth Vader. That's all we actually want. We just want that idiot stumbling around, having crushes on other robots.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's all we actually want. We see your questions, by the way. Maddie sent a couple in. Brandon wants... We still need a conspiracy theory from Brandon to go ahead and plug and pump for the Patreon chat, because that's what's coming up immediately following this.
Right.
Patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders, where we're going to go. By the way, the name of the movie, do you have a name? Star Wars Episode 9?
Episode 9, The Quest for More Money.
I would call it Episode 9, Balancing the Force.
And yeah,
I would call it Episode 9, Balancing the Force, and finally have a resolution.
I would say something that has... finale in it.
Balancing the Force. Episode 9, because this whole thing has been a struggle to balance the Force.
Yeah.
And so that's, I would finally accomplish that.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, whatever that means.
But yeah, we'll join, please, go to patreon.com/newageinsiders now if you haven't already, but we see people like Maddie and Justin and Jedi out there who are listening live that I'm sure can jump right on over because they're already patrons, including Brandon, and we're waiting on a conspiracy theory from you. We're going to be filling in the blanks, having some fun with wrestling and pop culture. It is one of the 5 bonus shows you get every single month for being a Patreon, plus a whole lot of fun. Extra bonus, awesome, good stuff. We are super excited for the year 2019. Is there anything about the year 2019 you'd like to kind of get out there now as we wrap up and say goodbye? This is the final edition of 2018. There is no pay-per-view to cover, so this is the last time you'll hear from us all year.
I think that you know, we're kind of in a place to take NAI to the next level. I think that we have kind of been on this little bubble for a little while of growth, and you know, it's now time to take that next leap, that big giant leap to that next tier. We're going to be covering a lot more. Hopefully we get to hear back from a few very, very big things, but it kind of all starts with the listeners that support us. We need to, in order to grow, we definitely do need you to contribute financially. You know, every dollar, we don't get paid to do this, and just to grow it and make it more content for you to enjoy, we just need to be able to, you know, work a little harder.
And if you can't contribute more, please just spread the words. Tell your friends. Tell them to tell their friends. You know, you tell 10 people, they tell 10 people, that's 100 people. You know, if you can't contribute more, we appreciate everything you do contribute. But please just spread the word.
Yeah, and honestly, sharing the show and that like, comment, subscribe thing matters to the algorithm, matters to how people see it, matters to it whether or not the platform it's on is going to suggest it to people in that, like, you may also like section. And it goes a long way. That like, comment, subscribe, thumbs up and stars is super easy to do, takes no time at all, and matters a ton. And like Bill said, just, you know, spreading the word however you can, and this is not a ploy for money. We don't have a cup that we're jingling in front of you.
This isn't a telethon.
But yeah, the bitter reality is if we want this to keep going, we need to be able to afford to keep it going. We need to be able to afford to take time out of our lives to make this happen.
Correct.
We need to have, and if we want to create the best content possible, quite frankly, we need to be able to take the time to just goddamn do it, because we know how amazing your support is and how far we've gone so far with basically just a word of mouth campaign. Imagine what happens when we can work with other amazingly talented people, work with fans from around the world, and create some fun, different bonus content. And until we get picked up, you know, the guys from What Culture got picked up by What Culture. So that's why they were able to do so many amazing things. And until we get picked up by BuzzFeed or something, which also your support and spreading the word makes something like that happen, and we will sell out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hardcore.
You can chant it all you want.
But until then, we're a grassroots operation. We've been trying to bring people together and make friendships just grassroots organically with nothing but, you know, effort and putting it all out there. And so, yeah, we're asking that if you have an Amazon Prime subscription and it costs nothing for you to click a button and type in a couple things, we're going to ask you to do it. Patreon.com/New Age Insiders. If you love podcasts, you're going to get 5 extra ones a month plus a whole bunch of other stuff in 2019. Twitch.tv/New Age Insiders TV. It just means a lot to us. This has personally been the single worst year of my life between my health and just a lot of things that went down. And so I cannot wait for 2019 for all sorts of incredible reasons. And I'm just looking to leave this whole thing in the past. And I'm very optimistic about our future. And I'm very appreciative to everybody out there who just listens and clicks and says, you know, hey, guys, here's my answer to your questions that you ask. You make wrestling a little bit more fun for me. It's all great stuff. And we appreciate you. Go to patreon.com now. Join us for the rest of the fill in the blanks. 2019, you're probably going to hear it on a lot of shows because it's an easy thing to say where 2019 is going to be a big one and you don't even know what you got in store for us. What we don't like to do here at the New Age Insiders is have every single announcement we make be the biggest thing that's ever happened in the history of planet Earth, because it's an expectation thing. But we promise you that it is going to be the biggest year that we have had as a company, and we have big goals. And can't wait to bring you on. We can't wait to see.
Yeah,
it
we became a company this
exactly.
year.
Exactly. We can't wait to pay taxes. We can't wait to which we do have to do. I can't wait to see you guys in New York. I can't wait for the future of covering more events than just wrestling, and you know, movie reviews and streams and gaming and just opening up the world. We talk about a lot of stuff and people are like, man, I've always wanted to hear you guys talk more about that. Well, we're going to give it to you, but you need to listen and spread the word. That's how this thing goes. It's a very 50-50 copacetic relationship. Big shout out to people like DC Matthews and Chip and Damien and Matt McCool. Amazing people like Trina that have been with us in the past. The guys from the WPAN. The listeners like Maddie and Brandon and Nancy and Jedi and Azul. And we see everybody else out there listening live and all the Patreons, you know, Danny and Rob and Justin and everybody out there who knows who you are and how much you mean to us. We're not going to name them
and
all and take too long.
All the people that don't interact.
Yeah. And all the people that are out there listening, because every once in a while somebody will just a Twitter handle I don't know. Just like, oh, I listened to you guys again. Never miss a show. It was great. And I was like, God bless you, stranger. You know what I mean? And so to everybody out there listening too as well.
Yeah. Just because you don't interact doesn't mean we love you any less.
Yeah. Because we know how many listeners we have.
Right. We see the numbers.
We don't talk to thousands of people every day. You know what I mean? So we know that you are out there and we appreciate you guys too. Thank you a million times over. Future's going to be super awesome. 2018, you can get the hell out of here. But I think we did okay. Thanks to Dolph Ziggler. Some Bill Goldberg, some huge names, some of the biggest names we've ever had on the show happen in 2018, including the reigning Intercontinental Champion. We got some fun guests lined up for the new year already. We'll let you know when those go from pencil to pen. But it all starts with listeners and likes and awesome people and a Twitter account that would love to have had 100 followers. That was the goal that we started. We were thrilled to be in the triple digits, and now look where we are.
Then we didn't know them.
Right. So huge shout out to all of you. Wonderful, big, huge kisses. for making this happen. Have a wonderful, healthy, safe new year. We will be live on the air not long after the new year, Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, NewAgeInsiders.com, twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. My name is Jason Malta.
I am Liam Steger.
And I'm Bill Neville.
We are the New Age Insiders. Find us at New Age Insiders, at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI, iTunes, Podomatic, Lork Normal, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, Facebook, Instagram. All the places in the world is where we are, except Snapchat, because I don't get it. And thank you for making us the premier place for fans of all kinds to connect, discuss, and to be heard.
We out.